To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, to cut up here to 508, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Apparently, the black bear population is making a comeback.
Where? Everywhere?
This story came out of Texas, so at least
Yeah.
It seems to be the year of the bear.
Yes,
yeah, we've had
black
more
bear.
More bear stories this year than I can remember.
Especially Japan.
Everywhere.
They're in parades
underneath
in Tennessee.
Homes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're breeding like rabbits, those bears.
Or rabbits have always been breeding like bears. It's hard to
know. Yeah, right. Just cranking them out like bears out here.
That sounds like pooping. That's what I would think if you made that statement. It's cranking it like a bear.
Well, the thing is, they're everywhere. They're in Florida. I mean, they've been walking through the neighborhood of Naples, which is average temperature of like 85 degrees all year.
I mean, they've always been down there. I mean,
they're just everywhere.
That's that thin line between like conservation, bringing them back, and then being like, all right, hunters, do your thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can balance it, it all makes sense.
I've never had bear.
Same.
I haven't either.
I'd give it a go.
I mean, if it's on the menu somewhere, I'd be like, you know, I'll
give it a try. Yeah.
Would you like to try our bear nuggets?
Yes.
That is how I'd want to try it, nuggets.
Nuggets?
Well,
you wouldn't want
you
a bear
like
steak?
It. If I don't like it, I still have this whole steak. I feel like if I got bear nuggets, it's an appetizer.
You can take a bite and say, like, okay, I like this or I don't.
And then order something I know I will like.
There's so much bear, though.
Well, I know, but I don't think an entire bear. It's like one order of nuggets. There's 740 bear nuggets.
Would you go bear burger?
I mean, generally, when you ground stuff up in the ground beef or sausage,
wild,
it's a little
wild
better.
Game.
Bear jerky.
There's a bear on top of the utility pole the other day. They're everywhere.
Yeah. McDonald's is the latest to come under fire for producing an AI-generated Christmas ad.
Why does anyone care?
I think,
if the ad's not offensive or something like that, like, what difference is
it? I think it mainly, the criticism comes from the younger generation, which is actively rejecting AI-generated media.
Okay.
They're looking at that, you know, if you use AI to create something that's going to generate revenue for you, you are seen as scum of the earth.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, like, I can't, like, cool, you're right. McDonald's has plenty of money to actually think and produce. And the thing is that they try to defend it like, we spent weeks thinking of the proper prompt for this AI generated.
It doesn't mean that people like it. It just means you spent a long time doing it.
Right.
You spent a long time figuring out how to fail.
I think also because it's actual humans that's the AI. Whereas, like, Mike and I were talking about, like, people were like, Coca-Cola is still using AI. It's like, well, right, but the polar bears never drink soda. So you kind of accept, you know what I mean?
Sure,
so
it's animals like and all that. I
think it's when it's more of humans, it's like, you could have just hired humans to do it.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
AI's crazy, though, yeah.
It can be. And I feel like AI-generated ads are all over the place. It's just they're not as obvious as they are when you bring people into it, when you bring different things to where the AI just can't quite register it correctly. You know, if it's just fonts over a screen, AI will do that just fine. It's not going to be a problem. But when you bring figures into it, it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
And it's tough because there's going to be a line of, like, I don't know. We've already done it with convenience, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We wanted so much convenience that we basically killed a whole job market of people doing other stuff. So it's like, I don't know. There's going to be a line where it's like, do you want real actors? Well, we just got these AI ones.
Mm-hmm. Seattle has been ranked the number 3 most relaxed city in the U.S. as far as the major cities go.
You hear that?
They actually labeled the top 5. Seattle is the only one in the top 5 that is not in California.
Yeah, I saw that earlier today. I was like, all right.
San Francisco made number one, if I'm not mistaken. And then there was...
They're known for being chill.
Yeah. San Jose, San Diego. There was another one. I forget which one it was.
I remember those three. Yeah, Seattle. Yeah, what was the fifth one?
Had an A to it. I forget. Nah. I don't care. It's
California. Anaheim.
No, not Anaheim.
Probably not Anaheim.
Yeah.
I feel like back east, people just get stressed. And sometimes it's about nothing. Like, why are you stressing yourself out about that?
But the East Coast, one, yelling is how you communicate. But also, when that many people live in that small of an area, that's just kind of, that's how it's going to be, right? Picture living in a house with 15 people versus living alone.
Right.
That's kind of the just how your mindset is all the freaking time.
Put your thinking caps on, gents. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day, brought to you by the letter P. It is an adjective, and I give you guys about a 60% chance of success on this one. It's a formal word that can describe something that is very small or too small in amount, or something that has little meaning, importance, or worth.
Petty?
Petty. Not a bad guess, but not the right answer. A formal word that can describe something that is very small or too small in amount.
Petite.
Or something that has little meaning, importance, or worth. Not petite. No.
Pugilant?
Pugilant. No, sir. Miles, any guess whatsoever?
Pterodactyl.
I love it. Paltry is the word.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Paltry.
Oh, paltry.
Paltry. Yeah.
Paltry. Paltry amount to pay.
Gotcha.
Like paltry, poultry. That's a small chicken.
The only time I ever heard that word used in a context was, oddly enough, in Guardians of the Galaxy, and I thought he was using the word poultry.
Oh, really?
Like, is he calling our gods chickens? Like, I didn't get it. So, paltry. P-A-L-T-R-Y. Paltry.
He's got a little paltry one.
Yeah. Mm. A little paltry one.
That's cute.
A new major study found that electric cars are no more dangerous to pedestrians than gas cars. Is it because we thought that they had, like, a stealth mode?
Well, initially, they just the lack of sound to alert people that a car might be there. And so now, but they have sound.
And it's up to the drivers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I would say that what I've seen electric cars being dangerous is they accelerate very fast.
Man, if you're not prepared for that, that is...
Yeah.
That's what I love about them, though.
I still put it on. If you can't hear the car, it's still not on the driver. It's on you for stepping out in front of a car without looking.
Yes, look for the car.
Yeah. I mean, that's also, though, why some, like, scooters and motorcycles are loud.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
You want to be able to hear them.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, Mike. You used to ride.
I used to ride, man. I still do from time to time.
Nobody's put you in a cage.
I'll jump on the lime.
Yeah.
But I get on the road where it's supposed to be. It's a sidewalk. And they even tell you when you sign up for those things. They're like... This is not meant for the sidewalk.
But we know you're going to ride it on there anyway.
I get annoyed when people have them in the grocery store.
In the store?
Yeah.
They do have little scooters.
What?
Again, they were like two teenage boys, so I was like, I'm going to let it go. If they were adults, I've been like, why?
But they brought a Lime scooter inside?
I don't know. Just, they had like a scooter. Okay. Right. It's just
you know
like,
what that might be? If they don't have a bike lock.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I guarantee you. Like they're at that age, they're like 15. So I was like, I'm not going to give them crap. But if I saw an adult do it, I was just like, why do you have those in here?
Yeah.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone free, and side effect free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A man in Oklahoma robbed a local liquor store, but his choice of weapon was more antiquated than usual.
What do you use?
Tell me about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast GameStop, the world's largest retail gaming and trade-in destination. Now, over the weekend, GameStop, they held their Trade Anything event. Are you familiar with this?
No.
All right. They literally call it Trade Anything event. And the idea is that their big event, it's the latest publicity stunt from the company, but this time it's designed to highlight its trade-in program that provides customers with store credit or cash for a range of home entertainment items. And they were not kidding. Now, keep in mind, normally they will not accept these things as a trade-in, but on Trade Anything Day, they stay true to themselves. Now, the only thing they turned down was someone brought in their live pet dog. They said, no, we will not take that. But some of the things they did take in exchange for store credits or for cash, road signs, people's artwork of their pets with hair like Snoop Dogg, a tiny Jesus, right, a speed limit sign, Air Jordans,
sure,
VHS tapes of the TV show Friends, McDonald's Grinchmas socks, will look to be a replica of the United States Declaration of Independence, but my favorite, they accepted both a taxidermied goose and a taxidermied bobcat from two different people.
Hmm.
And those people got store credits or cash. I'm not sure if you get your choice on that, but either way,
that's cool.
Other than a living animal, they held true to their trade anything.
I need to open up a thrift shop now.
That was my thought. Like, all right, now you got to have all this crap.
Sell it someplace.
Yeah, that bobcat would be awesome to own.
Well, the one thing they did say about the bobcat and the goose, they said both looked like they had seen better days, but still, keep in mind, it's already dead, so it definitely saw better days. But yeah, so the trade anything, if you're into gaming, man, that's the place to go, but it's a one-day event, and it's already happened. So stay tuned for next year. In the meantime, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola!
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.